everyone, it's Dr. Cynthia Hickman, your proactive caregiver advocate. Thanks for joining me today. Remember, I reminded you that March is my birthday month, and so my conversations this month is going to be around nutrition. So today we're going to talk about nutritional health and heart failure. One of the most challenging consequences of having a chronic disease is the adjustment that many must make around nutrition. I think back to my acute care days working in the hospital. I realized that it was most important that I shared with patients with heart failure about nutritional health. Hearing no, you cannot have your favorite foods, is a bummer for anyone. I also had to face the sad reality that some patients, young and old, no matter how much education you give them, will not pay attention to what you're saying to them, and they'll use the emergency room as their saving grace. Let me just say that there will always be that situation. For many elder populations with often additional health challenges, repeated insults on the compromised heart muscle can lessen its ability to perform, and a poor outcome is typically happens. It is possible to slow down repeated exacerbations around heart failure using nutritional strategies. Can you do it? Sure you can. I would always start by saying chronic diseases are lifelong, but they are manageable. The key word here is manageable. With moderation and strict adjustments, visits to the doctors for maintenance can be the increase versus emergency rooms and hospitalizations. Even so, doing one's part as a caregiver is very critical. So what are the two major nutritional challenges in heart failure? Sodium and fluid intake are the two major contentions with heart failure. Eating foods high in salt and drinking too much fluid can cause your heart to pump worse and end up with symptoms of heart failure like shortness of breath and swelling of your feet. Something as simple as monitoring your sodium intake and liquid intake and taking your medications as prescribed can be very important. Also, weighing yourself every day is also very important. And if your weight is up 2 to 3 pounds, consult your doctor. Let me close by saying my mother had heart failure in her late years, but because of what I knew, I was able to keep her out of the hospital. So I'm asking you to pay attention and monitor the things that are important with heart disease. If you start with monitoring your medications and your fluids and your liquids, you'll do well. Take care, be safe, and bye for now.